Sally, I was wondering where you were. What? Oh, hang on just a minute, will you? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I know you're hungry, and I'll feed you in a minute. Hello? Yes, you'll have to speak a little louder. The baby's crying. You can't? Oh, Sally, I was depending on you. Yes, well, I am sorry. How about your sister? Oh, yes, I understand. I hope you both feel better soon. Bye-bye. Where did you get that bottle?
Samantha, where do you think she got it?
Well, thank goodness. For one terrible moment, I thought maybe Tabitha had...
Well, you never know.
Tried every babysitter I know. I have a lunch date with Darren and a very important client who insists upon meeting everybody's wives.
Well, if you really want to go out to lunch, why don't you toddle off? I'll stay here with Tabitha.
No, Mother, I'd better not. Thank you for offering, though.
What do you mean, you'd better not?
You've never stayed with Tabitha before.
Well, although this may come as a surprise, Samantha, I'm not a complete stranger to babies. You, as I recall, were once one yourself. Don't you trust me, Samantha?
Of course I do.
Doesn't Dagwood trust me?
Well...
That presumptuous mortal, refusing to let me babysit with my own flesh and blood.
All right, Mother, all right. I'm sorry. Of course you can stay.
Marvelous. Do tell Dorian. It's sure to ruin his lunch.
It's Darian. Darren, and I'll do nothing of the kind. Now, Mother, promise me, no funny business.
Which is honor. I promise, Angel.
It's a nice little girl.
And the beautiful, charming, kindly witch said to the nasty old Snow White, here's a lovely apple flower. Don't kick, darling. Now listen, we're trying to make you much more comfortable. That's a girl. Come
in. Oh, Mrs. Stevens, the most remarkable thing happened. I was just feeding little Andrew.
The sweetest. And you know what he did? He grabbed the spoon. Oh, it's you. I thought Mrs. Stevens was here.
Well, Samantha isn't here. Mrs. Kravitz, do you know how to change a diaper?
I was just leaving.
What an adorable baby. I'll hold him while you're just...
He doesn't like to be held.
Oh. Well, then, just set the little darling right here, and I'll watch him.
Well, he doesn't like to be touched either.
Oh, very well, just as you say.
Oh, hello, cutie. Is Auntie Gladys gonna change you, huh?
I suppose you're wondering why I came in with a baby.
No.
Edgar is Edna's child. Edna's my sister. Edgar was born the very same week as Tabitha. Oh, but they're completely different.
How nice, considering he's a boy.
Oh, no, I mean really different.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Edgar's much more advanced. Aren't you? Aren't you, you little Einstein? You... You see, my sister's husband is a CPA, and you know how smart they are. So naturally, Edgar is much farther along than other babies his own age. Now, take Tabitha. Edgar was crawling almost a week before... Ow! Ooh, I pricked myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, but I wasn't even near a pee, and I'd finish. Oh, don't you worry, sweetums. You'll clench your fist, and you'll gurgle and nap and eat with a spoon just like Edgar. Now that Auntie Gladys has made you all comfy-wumpy, maybe nice old Granny would give you some milk.
No, thank you, Mrs. Kravitz. I don't care for any.
She talked.
So she did.
The baby talked. Abner, I tell you, that baby talked. I heard it with my own ears.
You mean you let her get a word in?
I asked it if it wanted some milk. And she said... No, thank you. I've just eaten.
So? What's so remarkable about that? The kid wasn't hungry.
Abner, infants don't talk. Even Edgar doesn't talk.
You make up for him.
I'm telling you, I heard that little baby Tabitha talk. Now, do you believe me or not?
Why shouldn't I believe you? For a year now, you've been telling me there's funny things going on over there. Once you saw people flying, then you saw pictures hanging themselves on the walls. Now you tell me an infant can talk. Know something? You're improving.
Ma!
Come on. We're going to sit over here. Yes, indeed, we are. Yes.
Yes? Samantha? Oh, fine. Fine. Did you have a nice lunch? Oh, no, no trouble. No calls. Yes, she's right here in my arms, looking so bright-eyed, you'd think she was about to talk. Oh, no, dear. Take your time. No rush. Bye-bye.
Yes, there is your mummy. Yes, I'm going to tell you another nice story about two naughty little children called Hansel and Gretel. Yes, of course, I'm going to tell you the truth about Hansel and Gretel. Not any of those old falsehoods they've been spreading around for years. Are you comfortable? The book? Here we are. Let's see if we can find the story. Yes, here it is. Now, once upon a time, a nice, kindly witch lived in a gingerbread house in the forest. She wasn't bothering anyone or causing any harm. You understand that, Tabitha? Well, unfortunately, one day, two nasty little hooligans called Hansel and Gretel found the gingerbread house. Well, without so much as a by your leave, the two little gluttons broke off her window ledge and ate it. Now, what do you think of that? Yes. Well, naturally, the nice witch was concerned. I mean, who likes vandalism?
Stephen! Oh, Stephen, wait! Oh, Mr. Stephen!
Oh, hi, Mrs. Kravitz.
I just wanted to congratulate you on Tabitha.
What about Tabitha?
Well, about the way she talks and everything. Oh, it's wonderful. A genius on my very own block.
Tabitha talks?
Yes, I heard her. She said, no, thank you, Mrs. Kravitz. I won't have any. She meant milk. I had suggested that she have some milk.
I'm your daddy. Do you have anything to say to daddy? Is there anything you'd like? Just tell daddy and I'll get it for you.
I imagine she'd like her dinner. It's all ready.
Shh. Let her say it herself.
Darren, are you all right?
Fine. Just fine for a man who's just learned his infant daughter can talk.
Tabitha, talk?
Mrs. Kravitz told me all about it. How she said, no, thank you, Mrs. Kravitz. I don't care for any milk.
Mrs. Kravitz?
No, Tabitha. You mean you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't.
It must have happened while we were having lunch, when the babysitter was here.
Mother.
What mother?
Your mother.
Sam?
Darren, the babysitter got the flu, and I couldn't get anyone else. I didn't want to break our lunch date. Well, it was the only thing to do.
Honey, you didn't. You didn't leave Tabitha alone with that broom jockey.
Darren, she is my mother. She got her feelings hurt when I refused. She promised she wouldn't do anything.
Promises or no, you don't leave a four-time loser alone with an open safe. Can you get her here?
That won't be necessary. Broom jockey, am I?
Mother, you promised.
Truly, darling, I just couldn't help myself.
Couldn't help yourself? Is that your excuse?
Darren, I'll just give her a chance to explain. Mother, you come down here.
That very foolish woman and her very advanced nephew just got on my nerves. So I put a few simple words in the baby's mouth. Oh, it was more than human flesh could bear.
You're not human.
Darren, true. Mother.
How dare you play your stupid childish tricks on an innocent baby?
Mother, Darren.
There's no need to shout. You'll disturb the baby.
The baby? You couldn't care less about the baby.
Now, can't we just discuss this like adults?
That baby, my granddaughter, was being insulted. She was made to sound like a dim-witted lump.
So what?
Down.
All that's important is that she's a normal, healthy, happy baby.
There, she isn't happy anymore.
There, you see, you made the baby cry.
I'm entitled. I'm her father. And from now on, you keep your conjuring mitts off her.
Uh-oh. Don't go away. I'm not finished.
That's where you're wrong. You're all finished.
Mother, don't you dare. That's right. Not in front of the baby.
This the house with the talking baby?
This is it. Their name is Stevens.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Mrs. Kravitz?
Oh, you can't keep a thing like this to yourself. A thing like this belongs to the world.
Daily Mail, ma'am. We got a call from some lady. Says you got a talking baby.
Yes, that was me. Mrs. Kravitz with a K. R-A-V-I-T-Z. That's her. She's the one. Hello, Tabitha. These are the gentlemen of the press.
Mrs. Kravitz, I'm sure you've made a mistake.
Well, I know what I heard.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry that you've been brought out here on a wild goose chase, but...
Yes, I don't know what Mrs. Kravitz told you.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
But the baby didn't talk. Gurgled, maybe, or,
Or maybe there was a radio playing somewhere, and that's what she heard.
Radio. Anyway, you can see for yourself, she's just an infant.
Oh, she doesn't even say Mama yet.
No.
Well, we figured as much.
But we had to check it out.
Hey, wait a minute. She heard it. She can tell you.
My mother-in-law didn't hear a thing.
Oh, are you referring to me? The broom jockey.
What about it, lady?
Besides, she makes up things. You can't believe a thing she says.
On the contrary, my grandmother always tells the truth.
Did you hear what I heard?
How about a little statement for the press, honey?
Not tonight, gentlemen. I haven't had my dinner.
Okay, hold up. Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow. What a story. So long, folks. Look for yourselves in the morning edition.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait for me. Wait till I tell you how these people fly in and out of windows in their
house. Darren, you can push Mother just so far.
Sam? Samantha!
Shh! Oh, maybe nobody will notice.
What? Notice? This is the kind of thing people eat up. We're in for it, believe me.
Oh, Darren, I'm sure people have much too much to do to bother about a silly thing like this.
Good morning, Tabitha. Ready to give us that statement now?
When was the first time you saw Stevens?
Is that the one? Looks like any ordinary baby.
Some ordinary. Sure, he talks better than you.
Daddy?
Who do you like in the National League pennant, Tabitha?
I'm sorry, this has all been a mistake.
How do you like that? People have a smart baby, and all of a sudden they get snooty.
Oh, my stars.
No. Definitely, emphatically, categorically, no. But, Darren, it's perfect. Can't you see it out of her own mouth? I like Naisley's baby food because it's got the taste and texture that's right. Then we dub in a baby chorus with Tabitha singing the Naisley jingle.
Larry, for the last time, she can't talk.
Oh, come on, buddy boy. Let's not carry this modest parent thing too far. There were witnesses.
She won't do it.
Aha!
What aha?
You said won't, not can't.
What are you doing?
To heck with you. I'll ask Tabitha.
Mailman.
Daily Mail, ma'am. What does Tabitha think of the American income tax structure?
I don't think she's too crazy about it.
Sam?
Hi, sweetheart. Where'd you come from?
I snuck in the back way to avoid the crush.
Yeah, this is terrible. They haven't let me alone all day.
I know, me too. Larry wants Tabitha to give testimonials for baby food.
Oh, marvelous. I tried to get Mother. But she won't come. I think she's still mad.
She's mad.
Oh, I've been at it all day. Your turn.
Hello. Yes, this is Darren Stevens.
What? You want to rent her?
For 6 weeks to run her through a series of tests. Look, why don't you guys go back to finding a cure for the common cold?
The Mayo Clinic.
Tonight, all America is agog over the report that little Tabitha Stevens, an infant girl no longer than my arm, speaks the King's English as well as you or I do. Reliable sources report that the Stevens have already been contacted by the Hollywood Palace TV show.
Sam?
Well, they wanted her to MC, but I turned them down.
And this evening, TASS, the Russian news agency, announced that in Moscow, a baby 2 weeks younger than Tabitha Stevens speaks perfect Russian.
Figures.
Meantime in Washington.
Who is it?
Mailman.
You tried that before.
U.S. Mail. Special delivery.
You better be.
It's for Tabitha. Got delivered personally.
She's in conference.
I would like to see that talking baby.
Sorry.
Who's it for?
Oh, dear Tabitha. It's from Harvard University. They're offering her a scholarship.
Harvard University? But she's a girl.
They'll make an exception. Darren, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Your mother's really done it this time.
Well, she's got to be the one to get us out of this.
Sam, that's like asking a cobra to help out a mongoose.
Just a minute. I have an idea. And it might work. But I'll need Mother's help, if I can get her here.
Well, okay, but just keep Tabitha upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, sweetheart. Sam, can you create a diversion?
Oh, I'll do better than that.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Come on, Mother. I want to show you what's been going on. There must be at least 100 people out there. Oh,
it's remarkable what a little publicity will do.
Now, I realize that you did what you did only out of love for Tabitha, but don't you know what this means? All her life she'll have a mob of people around her. She'll never be alone.
Well, that's nothing to worry about, Samantha. Little girls like to be the center of attention. I always did.
If you're willing to make the sacrifice.
What sacrifice?
Well, she won't belong to any of us anymore. She'll belong to her public. Well, I suppose you'll get to see her once or twice a year, if you make an appointment.
Appointment? Appointment to see my own granddaughter?
Well, you don't think you'll be able to play with her or take her for a walk any time you want, do you? She'll be a celebrity. One lump or two.
Well, is there any way to stop all this?
Well, I do have an idea. But I'll need your help.
Right.
Hi there, Mrs. Kravitz. Hello. Mr. Kravitz, come right on in and make yourselves at home.
Come in, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think they'll buy it.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Well, how does it feel to be a celebrity, honey?
I beg your pardon.
It doesn't look any different to me.
That's the one that flies.
I ask you all over tonight because I'd like to make an apology. Now, all this business about Tabitha talking has been an unfortunate misunderstanding.
Yes, and once it got started, we just didn't know how to stop it.
Well, let's get to the point, Mrs. Stevens. When did Tabitha start to talk?
That is the point. She didn't. I mean, she hasn't.
Perhaps I should explain. You know, when I was younger, I was in vaudeville. Maybe you heard of me. I was known as Endora, the Miraculous.
She's miraculous, all right.
Thank you. My specialty was ventriloquism. I did baby voices. They were really quite effective, you know. And so when this lady came over the other day, I couldn't resist the temptation to try it out again.
So you see, Tabitha didn't really talk at all.
Now, wait a minute. I was this far away, and I saw this baby talk.
Would you mind not breathing in my face, sport?
Like that?
Her lips moved that time.
Well, I don't know. It was awful realistic.
She may have made Tabitha talk, but not by ventriloquism. There's something very strange about her.
Gladys, will you stop?
No, I will not. It is time that people found out about this house. Oh, weird things go on in here. They have powers. Supernatural powers. Oh, you wouldn't believe the things I've seen.
Gentlemen, I guess I'll have to prove to you how simple it is to make a baby talk. Here, darling, will you hold your child? There. There. Now then, Mrs. Kravitz.
Why, don't touch me!
Oh, really, it's very easy, you know. You can do it, too. Just throw your voice to the back of the throat and talk very high. Go on. Try it.
Oh, no, I will not. Abner, make her stop.
She's going to do something. Oh, she did. She turned me into a baby.
Hey, lady, that was pretty good.
So you see, that's all there was to it.
I'm awfully sorry if there was a misunderstanding.
You sure caused a sensation. Well, we'll have to print a retraction.
How does she stop?
Talk in your normal voice.
I am talking in my normal voice.
Mother.
Oh, wouldn't it be terrible if I were like this all my life?
That I would agree with.
Hey, I'm normal.
That I wouldn't agree with. Come on, Glass.
You see how simple it was?
You're sorry. I know it was all her fault to begin with, but she did such a wonderful job of straightening everything out. And I'm sure she's forgiven you for the way you talked to her.
Forgiven me? Well, I must say this.
Very sweet of her.
Mother. Mother? Where are you?
This is the last straw. Sam, get her back here. And Dora, you come back here and change my voice right away.
Thank you, Mother. You're a great help.
That's what brothers are for, dear.
Ha 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 ha